Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Dans cet enfer moderne, nous vivons tous comme des fous. Ils vont produire comme des machines tous les caprices. Dans cet enfer moderne qui nous rend tous fous. Ils vont produire comme des machines tous les caprices. Dans cet enfer moderne qui nous rend tous fous.
Shabam, do-bop, shabam, do-bop, shabam. Hiya, Ludwig. You say your son, the genius, gave his first recital 2 hours of scales. And cousin Jasper, the method tenor, got all caught up laughing and crying in Pagliacci and had to be sedated on stage. And cheap Uncle Ignatz, the violinist, left his Stradivarius in back of a taxi. And when the driver asked for a reward, he said, keep it. And Renata Scotto met with a nasty accident during a pivotal aria in Aida. An elephant stepped on her. And you hear Wagner was 4'8"? No wonder he was angry. And New Directions, the opera company near Aspen, scheduled Gounod's Faust with lyrics and music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Does all this seem to take the oomph out of oomph papa, Johann?
Well, coax those woodwinds and milk the fiddles, or you'll be back leading that Salvation Army band in Rimini. You say you got degrees from Oberlin and Juilliard. You're playing Yankee Doodle on a comb outside Carnegie Hall. Those are the breaks. New releases that may never surface. Gershwin plays Oscar Levant. Steve Allen tries Beethoven. And remember what Brahms said? If a pretzel didn't have a twist, they'd call it a pretz.
Hey there, Wolfgang. You say Placido Domingo got the flu with a sold-out house in Burbank, and he was lip-synced by Jerry Vale? And you're dancing Swan Lake in Central Park near the boat pond? Take a leap and have to be rescued by 3 water nymphs? And Marilyn Horne couldn't locate the knife in Tosca? So instead of stabbing Scarpa, she sang him to death. And Schulte told Nadja Salerno Sollenberg to stop making faces, and she broke his legs. And Schwarzkopf and Pavarotti did an evening of Gilbert and Sullivan, and nobody understood a word. And you swear you saw Isaac Stern playing his fiddle on the E train? And in Peter Sellars' new version of Carmen, she marries the bull? Does all this seem to further diminish your already diminished fifths, Franzl?
Well, turn around and face the music. Forget the judge and the mohawk and sneakers. Did you know Rachmaninoff couldn't work for a couple of years? He was mesmerized by his metronome. Did you know Meyerbeer made great schnitzel? Little-known facts about legendary figures, new releases that may never surface. Barbara Streisand sings Christoph Penderecki. Alban Berg's variations on Yuba plays the tuba down in Cuba. And remember, practice, practice, practice. You'll be practicing for the rest of your goddamn life.
Hiya, prodigy, grown-up normal. You say Oberammergau decided to broaden its appeal? Next season they're running a double feature, Tristan and Isolde and the Fantastics. And you came in second in the Van Cliburn contest, and you got an offer from Steinway to play in their window on 57th Street. And you did your sonata for kazoo and triangle with the Boston Pops. And John Williams had to make a public apology. And they played a trick on Yo-Yo Ma. In the middle of the Elgar, Midori jumped out of his cello. And among your credits, you listed studied fanfares with Aaron Copland. And they want to do a sequel to the 3 tenors, 3 baritones, but they can only find 2, so they have to use Anna Russell. Is that why Mozart's Requiem is at the top of your hit parade, Yasha?
Well, lift your head up high and throw away the score and stop combing your hair. This is the big time. Did you know Papa Haydn's real name was Pops? Did you know Dudley Moore met with a mishap while accompanying Jesse Norman? She fell on him. Videos that may have a chance. Herbert von Karajan conducts Götterdämmerung with a whip. And remember, if you have to sing for your supper, stay away from Schoenberg. You say your son, the composer, does TV background music, and when you say hello, he goes dum-di-dum-dum. And you gave a concert where the piano hadn't been tuned in years, and you got raves? Go figure.
Then what do you want? What do you want? I told you once. I told you once. You go in school. You think that it's cool. Learn to read and write. Not a way, learn to fight. What do you want? What do you want? They think they know what it's all about. Turn on, turn in. Drop out, drop out. I told you.
Was Brillig and the Slivy Toves, did Gyre and Gimble in the wave, all mimsy were the Borogoves and the Mome Raths outgrabe.
Come to my arms, my Beamish boy. Oh, frappy. Christmas Day.
Kaboo!
Calais!
Turtle is joy!
Smiley toads did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mincy were the bottle goes in the long rats.
La vie c'est chouette quand on a une âme ouate. But you're living in a town. There's so many days that are a bore, and you wonder without a score. And waking up on gray mornings, you dream of loving one whole night through, but with who? One whole night through. Whether you're a violent sea, a kinky cat, a blue love kid, anyone in bed, that that is a schwenk. So many days when you're hurting, you don't know why you feel like crying. And you dream of loving one whole night through, but with who? And you draw a heart that's hooked on the page of your pupil book. But then you've written it. Yes, you did. That girl next door, she's got a guy. But I'm alone to skateboard and surf. And I'm dreaming of loving one whole night through. But with who? One whole life through. But with who?
Une île dans la ville. La vie c'est chouette. Oh que c'est chouette.
When people stare, he just doesn't care. Is he as crazy as he seems? Perhaps his head is full of dreams, wondrous dreams. They put him once inside a cell because they thought he wasn't well and tried to coax him from his shell. He's crazy. They found his mind they couldn't own, like water dripping on a stone. He wanted to be left alone. He's crazy. Unlike you and me, he's totally free. Doesn't seem to mind the cold. Has no fear that he's growing old. What does he lack? His world's on his back. Why do they try to pry behind the darkened frontiers of his mind? What will they find? His secrets he just won't declare. What's in his mind he will not share. Why tamper if he's happy there? He's crazy. Who cares what thoughts there are inside that head of his? What makes him hide? They let him go uncertified. He's crazy. And as we all rush by him, under stress and strain, struggling with all our problems, who's to say who is insane? He has an air of peaceful calm. He's never caused a creature harm. And in a world that won't disarm, he's crazy. He's crazy. Wait a minute. He's crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy.
We used to have friend Dufo, what a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. You know, when you're a kid, you do anything for a dare. You hang over the edge of a roof on a board for a dare. Well, we seen these guys just trying to get Dufo to hang over the edge of a roof on a board. And we seen a board, it was a little thin board. And we told him it wouldn't hold you, you know. So he's going to do it anyway. What a crazy guy. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roofs. And everybody has to run under the wire for radio or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know when a guy can't swim, you throw him in the water, he gets scared. We seen this guy couldn't swim, we throw him in the water and he's getting real scared. So I was telling Dufo, hey, pull him on. You know, he's drowning, he's turning blue, everything. So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and run across the backyard and climb over the fence, and like that. And whoever gets to the end first wins. So there's one backyard, every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets real mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's all climbing over the fence. Everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guys sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park them in front of the police station when we used to shoot them. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it out in front and went inside, and I said, hey Dufo, there's my car right there, how do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it, he just gets around a corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Hanging out by the school yard gate, looking up every dress I can,
looking up every dress I can,
so I can rent my own plane. got thrill pills for all the little chickies, and I got funny cigarettes for all you boys, and I got dirty pictures for all of you together. Well, I guess I better go. I see the campus cop is coming. I better split now. Remember Leon Trotsky.
Somebody in here besides me, Rex?
I don't know. I never saw that cat before.
Mm-mm. He sure is a timid cat, too.
He's in here, too.
Mm. You better get that cat out of here, because ain't no room in here for me and him both. And somebody's got to go. If you find you smelling strong, no use staying that way long. For 7 cents, you can't go wrong. Your best friends won't tell you so. Heed my song. Now, Hallie is bad. Tosis is worse. But if you've got B.O., brother, that's a curse. It makes you so blue and forlorn. You regret that you were born. Now, there's a grocer round my way who gets this stuff in every day. Greets each patron at the door and sells this stuff by the score. Listen, bub, and don't get sore, 'cause B.O.'s never won no war. Get here, buddy, and sing this song. B.O.'s been here, but he's dead and gone. And that's too much, 'cause no one likes that foul touch. In order for folks to like you well, you can't be toting no evil smell. I'm sure glad that cat is gone, Rex.
No, he ain't gone. He must be still here. I hear him. Hear that him?
Yes, he is.
No, that cat is gone, but the memory of him lingers on.
And I don't mean box office either.
You know, mister, I don't mean no insult, but would you save me that old? Well, when it's finished choking, because I need to smoke it. That's right, I'm full about a cigarette. Well, it's the worst old habit I've ever had. And Mr. I'm broken, I ain't got a penny, and that's why I can't get any. I said, yes, sir, I'm a fool about a cigarette. Well, I puff and puff and puff and puff, but still, I can't seem to get enough. Because like a car needs gasoline, I've got to have my nicotine. I said, yes, sir, I'm a fool about a cigarette.
Well, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to Addlewood and the Bit Slap. And tonight we're doing some maintenance around the facility here. So we have to clear out some of the drains and some of the stuff that's been clogging up. And that's what we're getting tonight. Some kind of leftovers or something. A lot of them sound like they come from the tape archives, which is not necessarily a good thing, but I did the best I could with them. So we started with the Happy Flowers. Remember the Happy Flowers? Yeah, those two lovable idiots from Charlottesville, Virginia. Mr. Anus and Mr. Horribly Charred Infant. Fine musicians. That was Fever Dream. We've all had them. Le Monde Infernal was the Somethings. Fou de 50s from Plastique Bertrand. And then the Spence Sisters from the 40s, Dubop Shabam. Long Hair Philosopher was, of course, Eddie Lawrence. We haven't seen Eddie much lately. He's avoiding us, I think. Edgar Broughton Band, the Apache Dropout Boogie. Roger Miller, not that one, but the other one, a different Roger Miller. That was Jabberwocky. La Vie C'est Chouette. La Vie C'est Chouette. That was, believe it or not, that was Jody... Foster. Okay, yes, Jodie Foster. After that, another star turned moviegoer turned singer of songs. And actually, this guy has cred. Albert Finney, that was the crazy song. We heard from Dufo, what a crazy guy. And that was another star, Wally Cox. Unknown fact about Wally Cox, he was an avid bodybuilder. He was also very, very good friends with Marlon Brando. Don't mess with him. Dirty Old Man was the Fugs, Thule and the Boys. We heard from Rex Stewart and the Sextet. That was the B.O. Blues. This is the season for them. Do protect yourself. And then Fool About a Cigarette. That was Tom Ball and Kenny Sutton, who I really couldn't find anything about. I'm guessing they're from California and part of that whole crowd over there. Okay. Got more coming up, starting now.
Suit. I wanna get home, end of my day. But there's all these other cars in my way. I pull up behind one, I pull out my pistol, I blow them away. I drive my car, I wanna go fast. There's a slow car, won't let me pass. I flash my lights, I honk my horn. I have to consider him warm. I pull up behind him, I pull out my pistol, blow him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, it's high noon, my automobile. You can call me crazy, you can call me sick. But when I get where I'm going too quick, that son of a bitch, he cut me off. Three whole lanes. Got across, made me mad, he made me swerve. Son of a bitch got what he deserved. I pulled up behind him, I put out my pistol, I blew him away. A motorcycle was right in between, I backed up traffic right between the lanes. You know to me, that's an act of war. I saw him coming. I opened my door, I knocked him over, I put out my pistol, and I blew him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, it's high noon, my automobile. You can call me crazy, you can call me sick. But let me get where I'm going too quick. Flying past, made me jealous, went so fast. I gave him the finger, I thumbed my nose. It took me 50 miles for me to get close enough to pull up behind him, pull out my pistol, and blow him away. A little old lady, bless her heart, walking a poodle across the boulevard, was wearing a rented sweater. Rented a hat. His name was Fifi or something stupid like that. I said, here, Fifi, put out my pistol.
I need a vacation. way.
Let the natural surroundings weave a spell.
Live like a king in a swell hotel. No swimming in a pool, shuffleboard or ping pong. No lying out in the sun. Everybody think of someplace new where I can go and have a lot of fun. Ah!
Wow! Fly to an iceberg in Iceland.
Man, it's a cool place.
You'll find it's even snowing in the month of June.
Give me a month and I'll fly to the moon. Get me set for launching. Count me down. Blast me off and I'll leave town. Send me up to Mars on Vanguard 6. I want to have a ball with those little green chicks. A vacation. Satellites are calling. I'm sick. Venus in the summer, Jupiter in the fall, and I'll be on the moon when it's over Miami in the winter.
What you got? love is mine. Thine heart with mine entwine, love. My soul for thee doth pine. Thine eye doth shine. Thine life with mine combine, love. Thou art my Valentine. Lips like apple wine. Face like calcimine. Oh, fine. My clinging vine, my voice for thee doth whine. You're older than auld lang syne.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how you wonder who I am. Way up in the sky so low, you're a better man than I am, old Black Joe. The polar bear sleeps in his little bear skin. He sleeps very well, I am told. Last night I slept in my little bear skin, and I got a heck of a cold.
Bill!
A rinse, oh, what?
Bill!
Rinse, oh, what?
Peace porridge hot, peace porridge cold, peace porridge in the pot 9 days old. P.U. The boys were hooping it up.
I used to be unpopular. I didn't have a friend. I couldn't say a word that wouldn't rankle or offend. I thought that being honest was a noble policy. Since then I've found a much more beneficial strategy. Lie, lie, lie till you're losing your voice. Lie till you're red in the face. Don't ask why, you don't have any choice. There are times when the truth must be said, but no one's discovered that.
You boy, you say,
I love you too.
She says, do I look fat? You say,
are you size one or two?
You tell her that your love for her cannot be overstated, and hope she never finds your special friend who is inflated. Lie, lie, lie when you become the president. Lie regarding where your weenie went. Lie, straight in the eye and say, hey, you smell sweet as pie. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Oh, the food was just delicious. Of course I'll do the dishes. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie. Your new outfit is quite stunning, and all your jokes are funny. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie. Your new baby is adorable. Your virginity's restorable. Lie, lie. Lie,
know she was your daughter. Whoops. Lie, 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 'cause you live in L.A. Lie, lie, lie on your acting resume. Lie to get by, lie to get laid. There are times when the truth must be said, but no one's discovered them yet.
fell down the stairs, dear. Oh, ain't got nothing. Oh, ain't got nothing. Oh, ain't got nothing but a funny shaped face in the back of my head from Mom says where the corsets were, but I don't know what that means. Ain't got nothing.
Said Rawlinson seemed to spend more and more time with his Alsatian owl. His friends told him, "You should get up more, Percy, or wind up looking like a dog, ha ha." He was later arrested near a lamppost. At his trial some months later, he surprised everyone by mistaking a policeman for a postman and tearing his trousers off with his bare teeth. In his defense, he told the court, "It's hard to tell the difference when they take their hats off." Betty Pench was playing the trombone when she heard a knock on the door. I wonder who that is at 11 o'clock in the morning, she thought. But cautiously opening the door instead of the turbaned ruffian she expected, she found a very nice young man. "Mrs. Pench, you've won the car contest. Would you like a Triumph Spitfire or 3,000 in cash?" she smiled. Mrs. Pench took the money. "What will you do with it all? Not that it's any of my business," he giggled. "I think I'll become an alcoholic," said Betty. Geranium behind each ear and his face painted with gay cabalistic symbols, 6'8", 17 stone police sergeant Jeff Bull looked jolly convincing as he sweated and grunted through a vigorous twist routine at the Frog Go-Go beer keller. His hot serge trousers flapped wildly over his enormous plastic sandals as he jumped and jumped and gyrated towards a long-haired man.
Excuse me, man, I've reason to believe you couldn't turn me on.
He leered suggestively. As if by magic, dozens of truncheons appeared and mercilessly thrashed him. Poor Jeff, what a turnout for the Brooks. Much as he hated arguments or any kind of unpleasantness, Ron Shirt thought things had gone too far when, returning from a weekend in Clacton, he found that his neighbour had trimmed the enormous hedge dividing their gardens into the shape of a human leg. Enraged and envious beyond belief, Ron seized his garden shears and clipped his white poodle Leo into a coffee table. "That'll fix it," thought Ron, but he was wrong. The following Wednesday, his neighbour had his bushy waist-length hair cut and permed into a model of the Queen Elizabeth and went sailing. Everywhere he went, people said, "Hooray!"
Sometimes you just can't win.
Sometimes you just can't win.
Sometimes you just can't win.
Jose, he say,
Jose who?
I'm not a pretty girl. I don't believe Jose, I believe Juan.
He lies.
Juan don't like Jose, me too. I like Juan, the only one. Juanito fool around.
Plenty, plenty.
I don't believe Jose, I believe in Juan.
I don't lie.
Juan don't like Jose, me too. I one. Maybe one he gives some girl just one small kiss. I don't believe Juanito would ever do this. One say he loves me most definitely. What's the matter with that Jose? Why he do this to me? Now Jose, he say that I'm a pretty girl.
You're beautiful.
Now I like Jose. I don't like Juan.
You're smarting up, girl.
For now, Jose, tell me, this girl, she marry Juan.
Good.
The only one.
Yeah. And now tonight's epilogue is given by the Reverend Jonathan Thomas.
Good evening. Every Saturday, we choose as the subject of our sermons one of the programs you may have been watching during the evening. The program I watched tonight was the football results. And as the names of the teams were being read out, I couldn't help thinking to myself how little we knew about our fellow men. Do we think of names like Scunthorpe, Gateshead, Hartlepool, just as football teams? Or do we think of them as towns, communities, lived in by people just like you and I, with the same hopes, the same needs, the same loves, beset by the same worries and fired by the same desires? Do we not tend to only consider ourselves, to be concerned only with the narrow world immediately around us? Our family, our office, or our factory? Do we ever think of people living far afield, in the places we have never seen, places which to us are just names in the second division? Newcastle, Preston, what kind of a town is Bolton Wanderers? Have you ever been there? I haven't. Are you even sure where it is? I am not. But wherever it is, one thing can we be sure of. It is there. All of this went through my mind, through Divisions 1, 2, 3, 4, the Scottish League Division 1, and as the announcer reached the end of the Scottish League Division 2, the real truth of what we had been saying dawned upon me. Out of a 4x4 block perm, the best I'd done was one line over 22 points. Another £2 up my cassock. And do you know who let me down? Leighton Orient. They got beat. First divvy, I would have got £100,000. I would have turned this lot in. I would have got out of this rotten country with its rotten climate. This dirty, rotten little towns. I could have gone to Africa. I could have been a white bishop. I could have built my own church. Let us pray. Let us pray for the relegation of Leighton Orient, the transfer of all its players, for them to be kicked out of the Football League forever and ever. Amen.
Get out the good, my honey. summertime sun. Cold on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49. Black sheep of the angels riding, riding down the line. We think there is a soul. We don't know. That soul is hard to find. Down the road. Down, down the road. You have to get the honey.
Difficulties notwithstanding, here I am once again with another thrilling playlist designed with your curiosity in mind. Start out with a guy named Chuck Brodsky from Boston. Blow him away. Guy does not like driving in Boston. Nobody does. Nobody does. It's why Maine seceded from Massachusetts. Got news for you. Blow him away, that was. Jim Backus. I need vacation. Yes, we all do. Yes, we all do. Just go sit and wait in line. Party in the Parking Lot was The Fibs, also from Boston. Spike Jones, a guy named Spike Jones, a newcomer. Promise on this guy. That was called Liebestrom. Carl Grayson on vocal there. Lie, lie, lie. Can't spell Liebestrom without lie. And that was the Two Jew Review. Don't know much about him. I was looking him up when I got rudely interrupted by my deadline. Let's see, Sonny Burgess, Ain't Got a Thing. Too bad, Ain't Got Nothing was the Happy Flowers. Yeah, and then Sometimes You Just Can't Win from the Bonzo Dog Band. You see how this set shaped up? Linda Laurie, after that, she was the one responsible for Ambrose No. 5. This was Jose Hise, starring Ambrose. You heard him back there. That's actually Linda. Don't be silly. Let's see, Bad Boy and Devil in His Heart from a true one-hit wonder. That was the Donays from Hamtramck, Michigan. Lead vocal, Yvonne Vernay Allen from 1962. The Donays, truly one-hit wonder. That was it for them. Nothing else afterwards. Epilogue was Spike Milligan from 1964. And then Johnny Appleseed, Johnny Appleseed, Joe Strummer. And the Mescaleros. Okay, brings you up to date. I got two more for you that are going to surprise the hell out of you. And maybe not, but you know, you'll like them. So I'll see you next week. Maybe we'll have some more clean stuff.
Exaggerated living, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it. And I bet you will regret it when you find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. Going down, going down. Coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hard to stay afloat. I'm soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down. We'll be right back.
call. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how I sleep and float like a mama cow. And now I'm floating way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, I'd never, never do this anymore. Like if you feel up and down, fine, I'm going down. Just one more time. Getting light, everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. There's a river swinging under me, waving back to the folks on shore. I should have thought of this before I float on down to New Orleans and pick up on some swinging sails. I'm gonna know I'm better now. I'm gonna get through them and all the way go down.
Shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Understand, he said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.